Welcome to MPEP Presents, and we have got a show for you. Coming from a twisted mind that only wants to share with you. We might even impress you a bit with a crazy character or two. We invite you to wait with suspense and be prepared for a laugh or two.
Hello and welcome to DDOP 2020, episode 16. Tales from when I'm gone and not here. No, that still doesn't work. I need a better naming strategy. I need a better naming crew. Ladies and gentlemen, here's episode 16. You've had a bit of a day break because we had Buffy. Excuse me, yesterday. So here's our little recap of where we were at in the last podcast. Here you go. Gracious, scarce an inch before me, just as me thought it said, come bore me. I found the Weezer rolling o'er me. Yep, we had a little Mickey there at the very end of the last episode. We're going to drop into the new one. These divisions, I just took the length of the entire piece and divided it by four, and then found a spot that worked the best. So if you're like, why is it divided this way? That's why. Nothing else, no more scientific or madness behind it. All right, without any further ado, part three. You should have heard the Hamelin people ringing the bells till they rocked the steeple. Go, cried the mayor, and get long poles. Poke out the nets and block up the holes. Consult with the carpenters and the builders, and leave in our town not even a trace of the rats. When suddenly up the face of the piper perked in the marketplace with a, first, if you please, my 1,000 guilders. 1,000 guilders? The mayor looked blue, and so did the corporation too. For council dinners made rare havoc, with claret, moselle, vinaigrette, hock, and half the money would replenish their cellar's biggest butt with rehenish. To pay this sum to a wandering fellow with a gypsy coat of red and yellow. Beside, quoth the mayor with a knowing wink, our business was done at the river's brink. We saw with our eyes the vermin sink, and what's dead cannot come to life, I think. So, friend, we're not the folks to shrink from the duty of giving you something for a drink, and a matter of money to put in your poke. But as for the guilders, what we spoke of them, as you very well know, was in joke. Besides, our losses have made us thrifty. 1,000 guilders? Come. Take 50. The piper's face fell, and he cried, no trifling! I can't wait, beside. I've promised to visit by dinner-time Baghdad, and to accept the prime of his head cook's portage, all he's rich in, for having left in the Khalees kitchen. Of the nest of the scorpions, no survivors. With him I prove no bargain driver. With you, don't think I'll bait a striver. And folks who put me in a passion may find me pipe after another fashion. How? Cried the mayor. Do ye think I brook being worse treated than a cook, insulted by a lazy ribald, with idle pipe and vesture piebald? You threaten us, fellow? Do your worst. Blow your pipe there till you burst. Once more he stepped into the street, and to his lips again laid his long pipe of smooth, straight cane. And ere he blew three notes, such sweet, soft notes as yet musician's cunning never gave the enraptured air. There was a rustling that seemed like a bustling of a merry crowd jostling at pitch and hustling. Small feet were pattering, wooden shoes clattering. Little hands clapping and little tongues chattering, and like fowls in a farmyard when barley is scattering, out came the children running, all the little boys and girls with rosy cheeks and flaxen curls and sparkling eyes and teeth like pearls, tripping and skipping, ran merrily after the wonderful music with shouting and laughter. The mayor was dumb, and the council stood, as if they were changed into blocks of wood, unable to move a step or cry, to the children merrily skipping by, could only follow with the eye that joyous crowd at the piper's back. But how the mayor was on the rack, and the wretched council's bosoms beat, as the piper turned from the high street. You have been listening to MPAT Studios Presents MPAT Variety Show, because we'd have no idea. This is produced under some Creative Commons license, 4.0 or whatever, which means you can't steal it, you can't use it for something else without crediting me and letting them know that J.G. Langjens performed this event. Other than that, I don't know the rest of the spiel. I'm sure I'll come up with it later. Have a good night.